Hey everyone, this is Evan Jones. We're currently in our Catch the Fire challenge, and today we got Pastor Paul. He's going to be sharing his thoughts with us and sharing a devotion with us. So let's go ahead and dive right into this.
Well, I want to take a couple of minutes and just share from my heart on something that was brought to my attention. I was just thinking after talking with Pastor Dylan, who's pastoring over in Tanzania. They just returned to Tanzania from being here in the States for Christmas, and after getting back, he was experiencing vertigo. Whenever he would lay his head down, the room would begin to spin. It made me think about pilots that would get vertigo. Maybe you've heard it before, where they would be flying and lose all sense of direction. They just, you know, can't distinguish which way is up. If you look out, they don't know if they're heading towards the ground or if they are heading towards a mountain or going up. And it can be a very frightening thing if a pilot finds himself in that situation. Many a pilot has gone into clouds and weather, and in just a moment can't tell which way they're going. But when they look at their instruments, and that's the key, to trust the instruments, because the instruments will tell you whether or not your heading is correct and whether you're level and whether you're losing altitude or gaining altitude. And I think so much of that is related to our ability to hear the voice of God and to know the will of God by trusting in God's Word. That's the value and benefit of reading God's Word. Many people have said, well, I don't understand. I don't understand what I'm reading. It's complicated or it's out of order. But the fact is that when we pray and we ask God to speak to us in His Word, He reveals Himself and makes clear what He wants to say to us and what He wants to do in His Word. Faith does not always come by sight. It doesn't always, you know, we don't always find the will of God in our lives by seeing. Some people, they only live by those senses. They only live by what they can see and what they can touch and what they can tangibly hold on to. They think that if every door opens, then man, it must be the will of God. Well, sometimes those doors, they appear closed, and God says, I want you to step out in faith anyways. See, we think that if we hit every light green on the way to work, well, that we've just had the favor of God on us. Well, what about when we hit red lights? What about when we hit some difficulties? We need to learn to trust and to hear the voice of God. And the only safe way to decide which way to go in our lives and in decisions is to learn to distinguish the voices that we hear. Because we're flooded with voices from We've got voices from the world and from coworkers, and we've got the media feeding us things. There's the voice of God, and then there's our own voice, and then there's the devil's voice. And the devil knows how to distract us and to divert us into unfruitful, and we've got to eliminate the fog that comes to our mind. Some people are living in a fog. Maybe you're in a fog right now. We've got to learn to eliminate the foggy areas of our lives, be able to see and think clearly. It's dangerous. When you drive into fog, and maybe you've driven before and you just hit a cloud of fog, you can't see anywhere in front of you. You've got to keep going. You've got to just trust it's a frightening thing. Sometimes we want to pull off to the side of the road, but the worst thing is to just stop in the middle of traffic. And I just pray that God would just help us to distinguish, to be able to hear the voice of God, and to be able to understand what it is that God wants to say to us. Don't be distracted by the world. Don't be distracted by the media. Lift up your eyes, look to Jesus, listen to His voice. He will never fail you. And He speaks to us in times of prayer and in times of reading His Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Lord, that You would speak to Your people. Give us ears to hear and give us hearts to receive and understand. Lord, I pray that for every person, whether they're a new convert or they're a seasoned believer, God, that as they open up Your Word, You would speak to them. Lord, I pray that You would reveal Your purposes and plans in our lives. Give us wisdom for our finances. God, give us wisdom for our marriages. Give us wisdom for our future. Help us not to be in a fog, not to have vertigo, not to know, not to wonder which way is up, and to be misled by the strategies and the voice of darkness and the devil. But help us to have clarity, God. And we trust You and we look to You today, and we give You all of the glory. We thank You for every victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast from Pastor Paul. I hope you received something from it today. If you are not getting these devotions in your email, I encourage you to go to victoryworldoutreach.com to get on our email list. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by searching Victory World Outreach. Have a good day, guys. I'll see you later.